Ready? All right, so we're continuing over here in the question of Bein Elokeichem Le'emes V'yatziv Lo Yafsik. It's a very difficult sugya. Very difficult to define. Very difficult to define. So which point should we take up first here? Alright, so what's the basic din of Rabbi Yehuda? What's the din of Rabbi Yehuda? Let's start there. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? I mean, you have the end of the parsha of Kriya Shema, right? And then you have the next bracha, Emes V'yatziv or Emes V'emunah, right? So what is Rabbi Yehuda's saying? That Lo Yafsik. Why? Because there's a pasuk somewhere. So what? So what is the pasuk somewhere? What does that have to do with here? It's not the pasuk, and there's a pasuk here, and this pasuk doesn't end with emes. What is he saying? What is he saying? What is he getting from that pasuk? What's he learning from the pasuk? What does the pasuk have to do with our case over here? There's another part of me. This very pasuk is. So every time you say you say what is going on here? Now is this mashma that he's learning that it's not just coincidental that the next bracha starts with the word emes, right? It's halachically. It seems, I'm not sure exactly what the machlokas between him and the Chachamim is, but he's saying that the pasuk, the parak ends with Hashem Elokeichem. And I'm shaking at the Gedolah when Masakein the next bracha to start with Emes. Right? And he held that it was not just a coincidence that the last parsha ends Hashem Elokeichem, and the next bracha starts Emes, right? So he's learning that they did it that way for a specific reason, right? And what is that specific reason? To bring to mind the pasuk, to bring to mind the concept that the pasuk is expressing. In other words, you understand, it's not learning over here that he's saying that since there's a pasuk of Hashem Elokim Emes, every time you say Hashem and Elokim, you must say Emes. Right? But he's saying since the parsha ends with Hashem Elokeichem, and the next bracha starts with Emes, it's because they were misaking it that way, for a specific reason. They were misaking it that way to model, to bring to mind the expression of the pasuk. And since that was the reason that they were misaking it that way, you must now do what? You must now do what? Well, what are we doing? What is he doing? Point to the way the Rosh is learning. What's the din now? What's the din now? That what? Right, so in other words, so he's saying that that what did Anshei Knesset HaGadol do? How did they institute this mitzvah? How do they achieve this aim? So they are misaking the next bracha to be masfil with MS, right? But b'derech kriya, you read MS together with the end of the previous parsha. In other words, there's a new idea over here that Rabbi Yehuda is introducing. Right up till now, we've just been dealing with the parshios, with the parshios themselves. Where are the units? Where are the units of this mitzvah? Bracha, bracha, parsha, 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 bracha, bracha. Right? What are the units of the mitzvah? And emtsa and bein aprakim is defined by the entities themselves, right? But Rabbi Yehuda holds, although it's true that there's a break in terms of prakim between the third parsha of Shema and the next bracha, there's a din of a derech kriya. Right, there's a derech, there's a halacha, there's a different din of a derech kriya. And they were misakein. That's the what he's learning. He's learning they were misakein emes to begin the next parsha in order to bring out the Hashem Elokim emes. But it's not enough just to have smichas, according to him, the way he learns. Apparently the Rabbanon held that smichas was enough, just the smichas of the parshas is enough. But he held it must also be through a derech, it must be through a derech kriya. So that's why he holds you can't be mafsik at all. Saying that he's deducing, right? See, I'm not learning that it's a general chiyuv over here. Rabbi Yehuda is discovering from the pasuk. Where do you have a? How do you have a drush like that? Because there's one pasuk that has these three words together, even though there are many psukim that don't have these three words together. And that is a chov to have these three words together everywhere. And it can't be. But he's saying that he's deducing a special din. He's deducing a separate din from the way they structured the parshas, from the way they structured this, the parsha to begin with the next bracha, to begin with emes. That there's another din of a derech kriya here. Yeah, pasuk. No, so why did they do it like this? Why did they do it like this? So. Apparently it was necessity, because what could they say? You know, you have a mitzvah over here of reading parshios and brachos. That's the mitzvah you're involved in. So all of a sudden there's a new chov to just throw an extra word in. It's not part of the bracha or part of the parsha. I mean, where's that? You can't make the parsha end differently than it does in the Torah. You can't say the parsha now doesn't really end with Elokeichem. The parsha ends with emes. You can't say that. And you can't say in between the parsha and the bracha that you have to say, just blurt out this word. Well, you can't do it. It doesn't exist in the context of this mitzvah. So they have to take the elements of the mitzvah, the parshios and the brachos, and they can say, you know, there's a derech kriya. From this parsha to the next parsha, there's a kriya of continuity, not a kriya of... you know what it's like? It's like when you have in the Chumash. You have a certain the Bnei Yaakov Shneimo. So you have certain cases in the Chumash where it's written like a parsha and it's read like a pasuk. You know what I'm talking about? It's written like a parsha, but it's really the middle of a pasuk. So it means it should be, it's even though in the text it's like a parsha, but it should be read continuously. Rishon Chaimia. So that similar kind of thing over there. The derech kriya is biyachad. Okay? Derech kriya yields biyachad. So that's what the Rosh is saying. You can't, there can't be any hefsik in that. You can be a hefsik b'emtza partial perik l'perik, being perik l'perik. Or even b'soch b'emtza. That's in terms of the text. But in terms of a derech kriya, there's no such thing. You can't say it's a derech kriya of one derech kriya for these words, and at the same time admit a hefsek in between. That's not possible. Okay, but now the question is, well, this apparently leads to a question. Naturally leads to another question. What's the next question? Whether you're chozer v'omer emes or ain't a chozer v'omer emes. What's that question? What is that question? Are you chozer v'omer emes or not chozer v'omer emes? So the Rush says, the Rush and Rabbeinu Yonah, right? They both say the same thing. They say there's no question that if you're just reading like you should, Shem Elokeichem, emes, v'yatzev, v'nachon, right? You just go straight. But if what? The strange question. If what? If you're reading Hashem Elokeichem, emes. Now where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Now you're b'emtza, right? Now you're b'emtza. So what's the din dam? So, by the way, I saw in, by Birkas HaMazon, it's a question whether you can stop, whether it's like tefillah or like kriyishma. But anyway, so in the Rishonim, the Gemara doesn't talk about that I can see. The Mechaber brings down. He says, it seems like he'll just be Machmer. He says he brings it down as a suffix, as a question. But in Pesukei Dezimra, Bein Baruch Shomer Yishtabach, they have the same thing about Bein Aprakim. They treat it just like Kriyishma. It's complicated where the Bein Aprakim are, but.
Is that just for Birkas HaMazon, or does that apply to any Aprakim?
No, so they say, because they say that since you have to sit, it's more Chomer than Kriyishma. Can't do it while you're walking. Can't say Birkas HaMazon while you're walking.
So what about like Yosef or like in the middle of that room?
It's always one of the greatest brachos kriyishma.
Right.
Anyhow, so you're be'emtza now, right? You said emes, so now you're really be'emtza. So then somebody comes, your rebbe comes, and you ask whatever you learned. You mask either for sheila, either to be shaul, to be meisha, depending on how you learn, right? Depending on the realm versus the Ram versus the Rush. Okay, so now what happens? According to the Rush, now a question arises. Need I do what? Need I go back and say, Emes V'yatziv, start again, Emes V'yatziv. Or can I just pick up with V'yatziv? Right? Just actually, that's the question. So the machlokas in the Amorim. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to start over. Chozev Omer Emes, and Rabbi says you don't. I see some say it's Rava, right?
Yeah.
Some say you don't, and Rava says that Rabbi says you don't. So what's the machlokas? I mean, if Emes and Yatsiv have to go together, so then why are you allowed to stop in the middle? Right. We don't know how the Rava learns this question. We don't know. It doesn't say anything.
You just say before. It's the thing that we can see from the realm of the Rush. Why we take it.
I'm not bringing in the realm now.
Take that up later.
The realm? Yeah. Let's do this sheet the straight through first. So what do you say? So what's the question here? What would you say? Let's try that way. What would you say? You should not go back. I mean, that's what I'm saying before. It's a strange thing that we allow you to stop and be masik. Why? Because it's emtza. So if it's emtza, then continue. I mean, if you're going to say you can't, it's strange to say you'd have to say emes again. Because then why are you allowed to stop? If emes v'yatziv have to go together, just like elokecha and emes have to go together. So just like the Rush doesn't let you stop after Elokechem, why you let stop after Emes? There is a little bit of a confusion though in the Rush. So the Rush, because he does keep putting Emes V'yatziv together. But the Echaron say he doesn't really mean Emes V'yatziv. It doesn't really mean Dafke Emes V'yatziv together. Yeah, what are you saying? Okay. Alright, so let's put the question like this. If you say you have to go back, then you're saying what? You're saying that you're saying what does it mean you have to go back? Then what? Why would you have to go back?
Why do you have to say it again?
Yeah.
Because then you're not having MS as the Haskalah of.
Okay, good. No, so MS the next bracha has to start with MS. That's the ikkar of the bracha. That's the bracha itself. It starts with emes, right? So if you're going to say you have to go back, the reason would be, and we have to think about why this would happen, but the reason would be that if you would just start with v'yatziv, then that would be the new aschola. That would be a new aschola. Now, you have to be mashlem with v'yatziv. V'yatziv has to be a continuance from emes. But if you would, but for some reason the Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you would stop, now it would be what? It would be like you guys, these guys saying. It's almost like the MS now becomes what? Holding the truth hostage to the first pasuk. Yeah, and what is the Moskva? And what is the other side hold? What is Rava hold? But how? How does that happen? That's what bothers me. How does that happen? How does that happen? Why is this a question of here? I mean, it is the beginning of the next parasha. It is the beginning of the next bracha. It starts with a vav. The yatsav. Right? You can't, that's obviously the yatsav starting in the middle. So it's, yeah, go ahead. And why is it only if you stopped? And why is it only if you stopped? Why is it only if you stopped in the middle of the after MS? Yeah. I mean, the question over here is what is the effect of this derech kriya? I mean, that's really the question over here. Because now we're saying like this, that Rabbi Yehuda is entering in a new concept of not just the integrity of the parshios on their own, right? But that there's a significance, there's an effect of a derech kriya. It has to be. Because if there's no effect of the derech kriya, then what are you doing it for? Right? It's from the fact that he holds you have to read them together, it means that there's some kiyum of this derech kriya. Okay, but what the Gemara wants to know now is this. What the question is, what if I just read it straight, so then I'll say that what? That my derech kriya was to be mitzareif this parsha to that parsha. I read the two parshios. I read the transition biyachad. Right? But the fact that I'm continuing, it's clear that that I'm running one parsha directly into the other. Say, but what if after MS I stop? Right? Does the din of the derech kriya now, is that koveya? Is the derech now? You have to look at the totality of the derech kriya. What was my maisa of my kriya now? Now the maisa of the kriya has a tzura of simply being mashlim the prior parsha with emes. In other words, question is, what is the reality? What's the reality of this derech kriya? Is it? He's saying, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, if you're going to use a mechanism of derech kriya to be mitzareif elokeichem to MS, so you see the way you read something, the way you read it has the way you read it has an effect, has a reality, right? We don't say that just because you, because apparently that's what Rabbi Yehuda is holding. He's saying since there is a prior existence to the idea of Hashem Elokeichem Emes as a pasuk Hashem Elokeichem Emes, so then it will be recognized as a phrase if I read it together, okay? But based on the pasuk, because there is an existence of these concepts of Hashem Elokim followed by a statement of Emes, even though in reality there are different parshios, but the derech kriya can be koveya this as a unit. He says, oh, but now if I stop afterwards, right? So now the derech kriya has to include the hefsek. See, it comes out like an accidental result. In reality, I'm trying to be mitzareif the end of the last parsha to the beginning of the next bracha. I do that through my derech kriya. So, Chaim, you look awful. You should just go home. Okay. So I'm doing it through my through the derech kriya, right? Or maybe it's just a svara. No. So I'm doing it through the derech kriya, right? But now he says like this. So in terms of reality, what am I doing? I'm running from the last parsha to the beginning of the next bracha, and I'm simply be'emtza parsha, be'emtza now. So in terms of hafsaka, I have to obey the rules of hafsaka, and be'emtza, I'm meishiv shalom tnei kavod. But now, since we're saying there's a reality to there's a phenomenon of derech kriya. The phenomenon of Derech Kriya is going to be completed and bound by the Hefsek itself. The Hefsek itself is now going to modify my Derech Kriya. Now my Derech Kriya has a Hashlama. In terms of the original Takana, there's no Hashlama after Emes. That's not a conclusion. The Derech Kriya is to be mitzarei from this parsha to that parsha, right? But since there is a reality to that to Emes after Hashem Elokeichem, he's saying Rabbi Yochanan holds, if I'm mafsik, that will alter that itself. Now we have to look at the totality of my Derech Kriya. What was the full Derech Kriya? It was now all I can say about the Derech Kriya is that Emes became a Hashlama to Hashem Elokeichem. So now I didn't read Emes. In my Derech Kriya, I was Koveya Emes as a Sof. So now I can't use it. I can't say that I already was Maschil. Can't say I'm Be'emtza. Be'emtza what? In my Derech Kriya, with the Hafsaka, it creates its own reality of Emes being Mitzuraf as a word being Mitzuraf. Now it's no longer a Smich of Parshios. It should be the Smich of Parshios brings out the Hashem Elokeichem Emes idea. But since I was Mafsik, now it's just Mitzarek the word. The word is just going to be a conclusion. It's just going to be as a word. It's going to be mitzuraf to the last parsha. So then he holds to restart with v'yatzev would be starting the next bracha with v'yatzev. That's not the way the next bracha starts. The next bracha starts with emes. So you're simply forced to say it again. You're simply forced to say it again because of the way the mechanism of Derech Kriya worked itself out. In other words, that's apparently the question of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabba. What is the reality of the, can the Derech Kriya itself alter? Can the Derech Kriya alter the reality of the parshios themselves? What do you say? No. The parshios are fixed. Once I say MS, I'm automatically be'emtza the next bracha. The only thing is, there's a kiyum of Derech Kriya to bring to mind Hashem Elokeichem MS. But it's not going to be koveya. It can't be koveya anything in the parshios themselves. See, Rabbeinu Chanan and the Meiri are learning the same. It's the same concept. It's just they're going one step further. They're going one step further, and he's saying that even without a hafsaka, you have the same problem. Even without a hafsaka, you have the same problem. That once you're mashlim, once b'derech kriya, you say emes, which has its surah of a phrase of Hashem Elokeichem emes. Memela, now you can't start the next bracha. Now, it's according to the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Chanan. It's a curious thing. It's like an intrinsic problem. What's the problem? They're misakein two things. They're misakein that the next bracha starts with MS. That, right? So that means you must start the next bracha with emes. You can't start the next bracha with v'yatzev. You can't. That's not the haschalah of that bracha, right? But they're also mesakein b'derech kriya to be mitzareif the end of this parsha to the beginning of the next parsha. So according to the Meir and Rabbeinu Chananel, Rabbi Yochanan holds what always happens is this. That you start, you're coming to the end of the parsha, you say Hashem Elokeichem, MS, you jump to MS because this is a chiyuv b'derech kriya to be mitzarif the end of this parsha to the next parsha. But since b'derech kriya yimitzarif MS to the end of the last parsha, and there's a reality of a pasuk of Hashem Elokim MS, it's going to be nitfas b'toras kriya as the sof of the last, as the sof of Hashem Elokeichem. So then, if you want to start v'yatziv, you can't. You can't. Why? Because in the derech kriya, the emes was already the sof. But emes has to be the tchila for the next bracha. So that's why he holds. In other words, what are they arguing about? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi, they're not arguing. They're not arguing. Is the text of the bracha emes v'yatziv? That's certainly not. There's no question. The text of the bracha is emes v'yatziv. The only thing is, they're arguing like this: that since there's a new reality here of derech kriya, and that makes emes mitzuraf to Hashem Elokeichem based on the paradigm that exists of the phraseology of Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem Elokeichem emes found in the pasuk. Okay, so then it comes out that whenever you want to start the next parsha with, and you start it with MS, right? But you're reading it together with Hashem Elokeichem. You think you started the parsha. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to start the parsha, but it's nitfas in the kriya as a conclusion of Hashem Elokeichem. So now, if you go to the v'yatziv, that will turn out to be the haschalah of the parsha. In other words, you understand what I'm saying? The way they were mesakein to start the next parsha is always going to result in the first word being deemed as the hashlam of the last. So therefore, you simply have to repeat it. You must repeat it. Is that what I'm saying? That's a good question. The Rush's argument for learning his way is not really great, in my opinion. Because what's his argument? His argument is that the Gemara says later, you can't say Shema Shema. Right? Yeah, but that's for no reason. Of course. That means for no reason you can't just say Shema Shema. Right? But over here there's a reason. So if there's a reason, why can't you do it? That's right. It sounds like this too. But if halachically this is the way you have to do it, because the MS is always going to be connected to. If the halacha demands it, then you can't say it looks like two. How can you say it looks like two? Like you're doing something to two mashiachs. Huh? I understand. But if that's the halacha and that's the way everybody has to do it. You can't. It doesn't sound like you're doing anything. What do you mean? No. That's the Rush's argument. See, that's the Rush's argument. The Rush's argument is they could never. It can't. It's a funny kind of an argument. He's saying since there's a Gemara that says to repeat a word twice is Maguna. Where's that? You love this Maguna? Oh, you didn't see this part in the Rush? Am I making this up? Oh, is that he has it in the Divrei Chachamim in the Matan Yom Tov? Where is it over here? Pshit lo yomer pamayim emes. Right. Oh yeah, you're right. It's not the Rush himself doesn't say it. He has it over here in the Matan Yom Tov. Pshit lo yomer pamayim. Why is it so pashut? He says devade de damikom or shema shema modem modem demashtikin oso. Why is it so pashut that you don't say it? So he's saying the Rosh saying it's Pasha. Why is it Pasha you don't say it? Because later on the Gemara says you shouldn't repeat words. But here you're not stam repeating words. Here it would be like Rabbi Nachmanal and the Meiri learning. Like you have to. There's just no choice. You have no choice. You're not repeating voluntarily. You just have no choice. But if you accept Madani Yom Tov's interpretation of the Rosh, it's a funny kind of an argument. In other words, would they be misaking something that would result in a tzura that elsewhere would be inapplicable? You know what I mean? It's a different kind of a question. It's a question in the way Chazal would be misaking. They would not be misaking something that would have the same appearance as something that they deem inappropriate. But you can't say it would be inappropriate here if that was the takana.
Yeah, but why can't they say that just saying something twice gives off that impression, whether that's a halakha or not, that's not the matter. Let's say somebody that just heard it, it would be that problem of Shema Shema.
No, because if you say Shema Shema, it means the text is one way. And it's like the guy is saying the same text to two different sources. Right? It's like he's being makabel two malchios. Shema, one for you, one for you. That's why he's saying Shema, Shema. Right? It's one for you, one for you. But if that is the gufa, that's the text itself, and you wouldn't be Yotzei for saying it less than that, then it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that he's doing. You get the mashmos because he's doing double what you have to do. So it's like he's doing it twice. It's like he's doing it twice to two different sources. But if that is the... look, I'll tell you another... The Gemara also says you shouldn't repeat the whole pasuk twice. Right? You shouldn't repeat the whole pasuk twice. Anybody remember Yom Kippur services? How many times say Shema? So the Rishonim discussed that. They say, the Gemara says, now let's say the Pasuk twice. How come on Yom Kippur we do it? They say, no, if everybody's doing it, it's different. You know that it's not, right? So, it's not impossible to be Messiah. As long as it's part of the Takana, and it's clear that that's because of the reality of what you're doing, you don't have that chashash. But it's a different kind of a machlokas. A different kind of a, would they be Messiah in something like that? Otherwise, why is it pshita? Why is it pshita to him? The Rabbeinu Chananel thought it's theoretically it's possible, but how would it be pshita? What about the Rabbeinu Chananel's problem? Now, it's according to the Rush, if you read it straight, Rush holds is only a question if the see what's the difference between Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rush theoretically. Okay, correct. According to the Rush, only stopping it would create a new kriya of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. And Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri are saying, this is what the Rush doesn't like. They're saying, Me'ikr Takana, it creates a new reality. So he says, why would you say Me'ikr Takana, they're going to institute something that's going to create a repetition, when we know repetition is not something that is good to express. Doesn't make sense that they would institute something like that l'chad chila. So it doesn't make sense to say that they would have done it if it would have that result. This is a different kind. It's a different kind of a machlokas with the Rush and Rabbeinu Chananel. They're arguing about what would be sensible for Chazal to have done. The Rush is saying in his halachic opinion, doesn't make sense to l'chad chila institute something that would result in a repetition when we hold repetition. I think about Daniel, this is probably right. It's a good... Yeah, that's the source. No, that's the source, yeah. The source is Shema Shema.
But in general, are we saying that to repeat something could give up the wrong message?
It's from that Gemara. It's from that Mishnah. Yeah. But theoretically, they're very close. It's just a question of in the tzura, is it a derech kriya that's going to be mitzarif the parshios, right? And unless you break it off early, it's going to create the tziruf of the word MS. That's the Russian learning, right? But there's something lacking in his way. Now, in his way, you're not really creating the chepetzah of Hashem Elokecha and emes with the kriya. It's sort of just running the two parshas together. So the mela, the words are mitzuraf. But according to Rabbi Chanan and the Meiri, that's exactly what the derech kriya is doing. It's creating a new entity of Hashem Elokecha and emes. And then there's a question. Now your derech kriya claimed the word emes for the sof of the last bracha, of the last parsha, but the next parsha has to start with emes too. So you have to repeat. Your memela, you're gonna, you know what I'm saying? It's like an instituted mistake. Like you must make this error. This error must occur. It must occur that when you try to start the next parsha, the first word never works. I mean, that's the main question between Rabbeinu Chanan and the Rush, that when they're misaking the derech kriya of the sof of that parsha and the tchila of the next one, does that automatically create a new entity of Hashem Elokeichem Emes as its own unit, or is it just create a kriya of continuity from parsha to parsha, but only if you're mafsik will it have that effect? Because you have to see b'derech kriya you can be mitzarev. So if you continue, then you're being mitzarev the parshios. But if he holds, if you stop, then it could be mitzarev the word. Then when you start, you have to start again. It's like you're trying to get started and you it slips once and then it catches. Right. It always slips once and it catches. Yep, that's. I mean, I'm trying to put this into halachic institutions over here. It's a difficult gemara, though. But the Rambam learns totally. The Rambam does not hold any din of a derech kriya. He just holds that what? That, I mean, it's difficult. His way of learning is difficult. It's not clear what they did. So what was such a big deal that they did? All they did was they gave it a din of emtza. They gave it a din of emtza. I mean, where does Hashem Elokeichem Emes emerge from? Just from the lack of being deemed main parak leparak. I mean, it's a very passive kind of tziruf. I mean, lemaisa, when you stop in the middle of a Hashem Elokeichem Emes, the fact that you wouldn't have stopped to be Shoel Shalom as opposed to the fact that you stopped to be Meshiv, that's going to create a tear. Of course, what I didn't do. So what exactly did they do? Apparently, the only thing they can do is what? They can institute a din of Smichus Parshios. They can institute a din of... they can't really change Kriya. All they can say is that these two parshios run together. These two parshios run together. You're not finished the parsha. You haven't finished your kriyas parsha until you continue. I don't know. It's difficult. Right. I mean, he's saying that the fact that the next pasuk starts with some the next parsha starts with MS. And Hashem, and the last one starts with Hashem Elokeichem, and there's an inyan of Hashem Elokeichem Emes. It's considered besocha inyan. It's considered besocha inyan. So you have to treat it like b'emtzah inyan. But b'emtzah inyan, you can be mafsik for a kavod. But it's sort of like, I mean, it's a whole different question. It's not a question like the Rush is learning. Is there a positive new tzura here? Just a question of, does the reality of the connection between the ideas of Hashem Elokeichem and Emes create a tziruf of inyan? Right?
You said that saying that the Rama would hold that that's not up to you? Or would the Rama say that, yeah, if we could set it up the way that Rush is saying, we would, but there's
well, it is difficult. I mean, you know, it is difficult to say that there's a whole new entity of a Maisa Kriya. He doesn't want to say that. But what the question of whether you have to be Chozer or not is difficult, according to the Rama. When? Why would you have to be Chozer? It's difficult for him to learn like Rabbeinu Chananel. He's just saying it's just a din of removing, it's just a din of saying that it's Pesach HaInyan. So why would you have to say Emes twice? And he doesn't say anything about if you were Mafsik, you don't have to repeat it. You should have said it. I don't know. You know, I mean, he doesn't tell you halachically the din of Rabbah. He just skips the whole inyan. He never says, and you don't have to be chozer if this happens. So it's mashmi, he's learning pshat like Rabbeinu Chananel. Do you have to say Hashem Elokeichem emes v'yatzev? So since he paskins, since we paskin like Rabbah, and you don't have to say emes twice, he doesn't have to say anything. You understand? But why would that be Avamina, going to the Rambam, if it's just a din that you're considered B'socha Inyan? Yeah.